Hi, everybody. I'm Steve. I have it written down, too. I'm going to try and not read off of it too much. So it's hard for me to think about home without thinking about hoarding. I love my mom. Let me say that up front. I love my mom. But my mom was like a hoarder, like a mild hoarder before that was like an en vogue thing to do. She never was one of those people who kept a specific thing. She didn't have like a wall of beer cans or like children's toys or anything. It was always or like cats or something. But it was always like it was just things. There was always a lot of things at our house. It was mostly papers. So there's no like in my mom's mind there was just no written document that was not significant in some way or another. That's fine. That's totally fine when you're talking about like children's artwork and photo albums and stuff. But it's not when you're talking about every issue of Ladies' Home Journal that came out in the year 1996, which is a thing that my mom has and she won't throw away because she hasn't finished reading the articles yet. So, and it's not a joke. That's a thing. That is true. So I try to help her. I like do whenever I'm home. She from her office. She takes the boxes that the paper comes in, and she just brings them home, and she stacks stuff in them. And I try and help her by going through these boxes with her. Like every time I'm home, we'll go through a box or two of this junk, and it'll just be tons of unnecessary items. Like we'll open one box, and the top thing will be the business section of the 2005 issue of the Washington Post, and then like right beneath that will be my seventh grade fall report card, and then like one more down will be like an electricity bill from 2 years ago. There's like no rhyme or reason to this at all, and no justification that will cause my mom to think, "Hey, this is a thing I should get rid of." So she'll take that utility bill and she'll like put it to the side in one pile and she'll say, "I want to make sure I paid this," which you did because the power's on, Mom. And then she'll take like my report card and she'll be like, "I want to show your kids one day that you did really well in social studies," and I guess I did because I think I got an A. And then she'll take the Washington Post business section and she'll put it to the side and like make a ransom note or something. She'll always think of a. She thinks of a use for everything. It's not a good use, but she's got a use. So there are two consequences from this hoarding behavior that I've taken upon me, like, because this is about me, of course. This is not about my mom's crippling psychological problem. There's two things that come from this. One is that I hold on personally to nothing. I hate paper. Like, I would rather never have paper in my house. If something comes to me and I can throw it away, I will throw it away instantly. I will take something and I will shred it into, like, a billion little pieces. Like, I am salting the earth of my enemy. Like, I just want that thing out. I don't want paper. And violently, too. Like, these things are getting torn up violently. Just so you know. This is me taking out aggression. As a corollary to this, there's also the problem of I don't actually know how to store important papers. Like, I don't know where things should go. I know that there's, like, filing cabinets. Like, container store exists. I know it's a thing, but I've never been there, and I've never used it. So because of that, I've got, like, every important thing I own is in one pile. Like, if you were to see my coffee table right now and you, like, look on the shelf inside, you could become me overnight. You could take, like, I think my birth certificate's there and my passport and, like, my last 12 bank statements. So, like, if you wanted to just break into my apartment right now and take over my life the talented Mr. Ripley style, you could do that right now. Because I just don't know how you're supposed to store things because of this. And then the second personal consequence of this is that I have these really selfish feelings towards my mom. Like, I feel really bad, but, like, I go into my mom's house sometimes and I'm like, "Oh, God, this is going to be a lot of stuff to clean up when you die." And that's we can all agree, that's a shitty thing to think about your mom. Like, that's bad. That just makes me feel bad. So there is an upside to this behavior, though, because there are these boxes, and they're everywhere, and opening a box is like an adventure. Every time we go through one, because like I said, it'll be like papers and then my report card, and then all of a sudden, like a short story I wrote in fourth grade that's actually pretty fun. So it's like nostalgia roulette kind of. Like there might be something awesome in this box, so why not try? So as an example, the last time I was home, I was in this storytelling series, Mortified, recently, and I wanted to find pieces for this. So I was just like, I opened a box at random, and I found enough pieces in that one box to fill a folder, which I actually have with me here. And I don't have time to go through all the different random pieces that are in there, but I'll talk about a few of them a little. One of the better ones in there is a little short story. And this is all from like two boxes. So like I don't even know what's in the rest of these boxes. There's incredible things to be found. One of them is called the Werewolfer Pillar. It's like a biographical piece kind of about this. It's about like the me that I wanted to be, but also in that story I'm some kind of werewolf caterpillar. So that thing had like a Super Nintendo and a TurboGrafx. So it was pretty awesome. And also, the courier, which is totally real sounding, said, "When I read it, I can feel it." So I actually made fake quotes for it and everything. So then there's a short story, Inside a Computer with Marty Microchip, which I think kind of sells itself right there. And it's printed obviously on like dot matrix printer, so it's pretty old. It's pretty awesome. And then there's like this one short story called Infinity Showdown, which is like a 3-page tour de force of like superhero story that was like, clearly I was just ripping off the X-Men because I liked the X-Men as a kid, and it's all in cursive, which I can't even write anymore. I'm really impressed by me from a couple years ago. But all these things were just randomly found in these boxes, and then there's the real crown jewel of the collection, which is actually this really filthy Mad Libs I wrote when I was a horny teenager. It's like me and my horny friends were just writing things that, like two choice phrases just from flipping through it at work, no less, were the idea of serving ejaculatory fluids on the rock showed raunchy imagination. And this is my favorite, never look a gift horse in the cock, which I think will probably go on my gravestone. It's all a great read. You guys are welcome to come by at the break or whatever and check some of it out because it's pretty fun. So anyway, having grown up in a hoarder's house, it's weird to me. So as much as I say I hate the clutter, I kind of love the clutter too. I look at a place that's really Spartan, and I'm like, I feel really uncomfortable here. So, you know, while I try and keep my place a nice balance of clutter and not clutter, there's like part of me always feels like home is going to be a place where I can just open a box at random and find a random piece of nostalgia. Thanks.